Concours Écricom 2015. Épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 14. Health spending under control? Has the monster of exploding health costs finally been slain? After 5 years of slow spending growth, it's tempting to think so. This would be a momentous development, because rising health spending has had damaging side effects. It has reduced workers' take-home pay, as employers have devoted more compensation dollars to insurance and fewer to wages and salaries. Growing government health spending, mainly through Medicare for the elderly and Medicaid for the poor, has had a similar effect. It has squeezed other public programs. The trend lines seem favorable. Recently, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, reported that from 2009 to 2013, annual increases in health spending averaged only 3.9%, well below historical experience. As recently as 2007, the gain was 6.3%. The result? Since 2009, healthcare's share of the economy has stabilized at 17.4% of gross domestic product. Although that's more than $9,000 for every American, healthcare is no longer siphoning more resources from the economy's other sectors. Depending on what's caused the slowdown, it could go up again or not. One theory is that a weak economy translates into weak health spending. A study by the Kaiser Family Foundation, a non-partisan research group, attributed 3/4 of the slowdown to the economy. The trouble is that there's no simple explanation of why. Other analysts argue that the spending slowdown began before the recession, suggesting that the causes lie elsewhere. One underappreciated change has been the rise of high-deductible insurance policies coupled with health savings accounts, HSAs. The HSAs allow workers and companies to make tax-free contributions that can be used for out-of-pocket health expenses. When people spend their own money, not insurance funds, they're usually more careful in how they use healthcare. The CMS report agreed, finding that consumers in high-deductible plans tend to use health services at a lower rate than those enrolled in plans with lower or no cost sharing. To control costs, companies have increasingly switched to high-deductible plans with HSAs. These plans have gone from 4% of covered workers in 2006 to 20% in 2013, according to Kaiser. There's been a veritable sea change in the nature of insurance that has unfolded without much scrutiny or debate, wrote Kaiser's Drew Altman in a recent blog post. These market pressures have doubtlessly restrained costs. So have regulatory shifts. The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, has reduced Medicare reimbursement rates. Medicare spending was slashed a further 2% when budget sequestration was triggered in early 2013. Sequestration imposed across-the-board cuts on many government programs. Regulations are also forcing hospitals to become more cost-conscious. Medicare's reimbursement rules penalize hospitals deemed to have excessive readmissions. Private insurers are adopting similar incentives. The obvious question is whether greater cost consciousness improves care or undermines it. Health spending faces increases from three sources: Obamacare, more people will be insured; an aging population, older people use more healthcare; and expensive new medical technologies. If market and regulatory pressures don't offset these gains, spending may again outpace the economy.